Breaking through the noise of news with the noisy news because it's demented. I'm Whimsical Will reporting.
Loud noises!
Like I don't dig loud noises.
Oh, there's so much noise. I can't hear the music.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked
a
cake.
A 77-year-old slice of cake sold for $2,800.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
It comes from the wedding cake of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip.
You want a piece of me?
It's only pulled away from the side of the dish about 3 inches all the way around.
Wow.
And there's a huge fault running through the center.
It's still neatly packaged in a small box dated November 20th, 1947.
It'll be a piece of cake.
The original cake was 9 feet tall and weighed 500 pounds.
Well, that takes the cake.
But the fossilized slice is barely recognizable now.
Could be meat.
Right.
Could be cake.
Hard to tell.
It looks like meat cake.
Too bad it wasn't from Marie Antoinette.
Let them eat cake.
The winning bidder of the Just Desserts wasn't the only one emotional. Even the cake was in tears.
Hey, like a surgeon.
Hey, would you let a robot perform surgery on you?
Warning, warning, warning.
A robot that watched surgery videos performs with the skill of a human doctor.
What could possibly go wrong?
The successful use of imitation learning brings the field of robotic surgery closer to true autonomy.
Oh, I get it. Make the robot do all the work.
The findings from Johns Hopkins University were revealed at the Conference on Robot Learning in Munich.
Robot doctors, rule.
That might be the way to go for a cyborgian transplant.
Go cyborg!
And you thought your doctor's hands were cold.
Oh, ha, ha.
Well, I guess we'd better open up and say AI.
Aye, 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 aye.
My micromechanism thanks you. My computer tapes thank you. And I thank you.
I'm Whimsical Will, better to suit yourself on the demented news.
Would you kindly shut your noise hole?
Well, that takes the cake.